Welcome. We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome. What's up, Star Fam? You're tuning in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio. It's Friday night. It's 11 p.m. Eastern Time. It is May the 27th, 2011. And joining me tonight is, well, it was going to be Paula, but unfortunately she is not going to be joining us because we had a technical difficulty early on in the day and she is gone for the weekend, for Memorial Weekend. So I will be spending the entire show with you, and it's actually sort of good because I had so much news to go over tonight that I actually like that I'm doing the whole show talking about a lot of things that I found out this week, and we're going to get right into that in a minute. So Paul Moran, again, is not going to be joining us tonight on the show. I apologize. I already got some requests and emails for tonight, but maybe towards the end I'll be able to take some calls. So if you are have any questions with some of the things we're going over or questions for me or about the show, you can call in at 888-815-9756 and they'll let me know at the station that you're online, and tell them your question. We'll see what you got. So jumping right into it, one of the things that we talked about last week on the news, and this is the kind of stuff that you know, I don't understand why people don't do things about it. Just the headline alone: American children to be used in medical experiments to test anthrax vaccine. Well, we talked about this last week that the USA Bios bought 3.42 million doses of anthrax vaccines to trying to be tested on children. Now, the problem with this is it has been tested before. It's been tested on adults. And what's happened is the subjects have included hospitalization, disability, and even death. And now they're trying to implement this on the children as another vaccine, an anthrax vaccine, you know, which doesn't even work. And if you read and find out more about it, it doesn't work. And this is the kind of stuff that, like, really, it's like, it turns my stomach. I personally don't have children, you know, but this is the kind of stuff that's in the headlines, and this kind of stuff is horrible. It needs to be stopped. And I know a lot of people in the spiritual community, a lot of people that I've met in the spiritual community, they don't want to hear about a lot of this stuff. They don't want to hear about it, and it lowers their vibration, and this and that. Well, that's not how this works. You know, I'm simplifying all this because I like things simple. The simple truth is enlightenment is to be aware of everything. That's what I've learned. Enlightenment is to be aware of everything. It's not just to be aware of enough that makes you content and happy, and then you stop becoming enlightened. It's like, let me give you an example. Let's say back in the day, Jesus was hanging around and with all his people, and someone runs up to Jesus, and they're like, "Jesus, Jesus, the village is on fire. The village is on fire, and there's people dying and burning." And Jesus, whoa. Jesus would say, no. I don't want to hear about the burning village. You're going to lower my vibration. You think that's what would happen? Absolutely not. Jesus would say, let's get some buckets and put out the fire, because I believe that's the kind of man he was. He taught from the heart, and that's what this is about. Things are burning down around us, all around us. There is so much stuff going on that people just want to put their heads in the sand and be content with the way things are. Well, I'm not. I don't want to bring a child into this world the way things are. They're testing anthrax vaccines on our kids. BioLabs just bought 3.42 million, and the U.S. wants to do 70 million anthrax vaccines. 70 million anthrax vaccines for who? It's all part of the new healthcare plan, I'm sure. So this is the kind of stuff that, you know, for parents out there, you need to be aware of this stuff, period. You need to be aware of this stuff, as well as the fluoride and everything else. We'll get into that later on the show. Another headliner, cop tasers 10-year-old girl for not going to bed. This, I actually saw this on the news, then I read the article. This is crazy. The cop tasered a 10-year-old girl. I mean, this that kind of stuff breaks my heart, man. Honestly. It's not all right to go on in society like that. Let me give you another headliner that was on the news today. Iraq veteran gunned down at his home. I'm sure people heard about this if they watched the news today, but most of the spiritual community doesn't. But a Iraq veteran was at his home. SWAT team mistakenly kicked in the wrong door and shot, 60 shots, riddled the house, and killed him. An Iraqi veteran. Whoa. An Iraqi veteran that just served this country? Mistakenly got his door kicked in and gunned down in front of his wife and his child that was in the house? You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. And people are okay with this? Okay. Let's moving right along. Let's go to the next article. Now, this is just something we've been talking about for a while. It's the revolutions that have been going on all over the place. Georgia, Yemen, Syria, all right now are having civil battles and with guns. Libya, which we just, you know, started to bomb and basically trying to just destabilize the country so then we could send in troops to, quote-unquote, stabilize it again. You know, the real reasons why we're over there, it's not for the protests. I wish it was. It's because, A, Libya has the largest natural water supplies on the planet. B, Gaddafi was just about to implement an entire financial currency backed by gold, which the IMF and other people in the world were not too happy about. So those are the reasons and things that are going on. So research this stuff. Check it out. It was said in a video this week that I watched, and I wrote it down. It's very simple. Silence in the face of deception is consent. It's consent. Meaning if you look up and you see them spraying in the skies, like I know every single person does if they look up, that's if you choose to look up, you're consenting that because you're not doing anything. All everyone says, well, what can we do? What can we do? What can you do? Take a picture. Tell somebody. Post it on Facebook. Tag me in it. I don't care. You know how many websites are up about the chemtrails? There needs to be more. There needs to be more. And we're going to talk about that because I just watched a special in North Carolina, which was a joke. We'll talk about it later on the show. But remember that. Silence in the face of deception is consent. Okay? Enlightenment is to be aware of everything. You have to be aware of this stuff, not for doom and gloom and to get depressed, but to be aware of what's going on. Here's a fun fact for you. I talked about this about 2 months ago on the show. The internet around the world is connected by cable. The internet is connected by cable. I didn't know that until a couple months ago. But cables have been run for over 100 years all around the world, connecting internet, connecting telephones, connecting telegraphs. All through over the ages, every time we invented something, we laid cables. So here we are, 2011. Now we're at fiber optics. Where's all that other cable? Is it sitting in the bottom of the ocean? What happened to it? Did it corrode? How much of it got laid? It's like, it gives you a real perspective on just how small the planet is. You would think that this big Earth, this planet, is so big that you wouldn't be able to lay cables with the depths of the ocean and the abysses, and then you have seismic activity and tsunamis, and you could lay cables? Yeah, it's food for thought. Check it out. There's actually some cool maps. I have one posted on the website, starcityradio.com, on the homepage, so check that out. Back to the revolution. The revolution has kicked off again in Spain, and I'm going to read you some headliners from Spain that I saw, because Spain is popping off again. Spain has tens of thousands all over the country taking the streets, and basically what they're protesting is high unemployment and these draconian austerity measures. Now, this is the first time I've heard about this term. I'm going to get into this in a minute. Draconian austerity measures. They're revolting because there's no unemployment, they're raising taxes, they're cutting pensions. Same thing they're doing all across the board, and I'll tell you why in a second. Spanish police beat and shoot peaceful protesters and journalists. What else is new that's going on all around the world? It's going on here. It went on the G20 summit in Toronto. In an attempt to crack down the peaceful protests spreading all over Europe that originated in Spain, police have been dispatched to disperse the protesters who refused to move. That's it. The powers that be are not taking crap anymore. These are the times. These are the times. Where is my generation at, man? You know, I can't believe this stuff is gone. And I'm new to a lot of this, but it's truth. Google this stuff. YouTube it. I mean, it's in the news now. It's not in the mainstream media like I always talk about. Not the news that I read. But it's in the news. Now, I don't read news for 24/7 all week long. I don't sit here and read the news. I'm not a news nut. But I maybe take 20 minutes a day and skim through the different news sources that I've put up on my website, starcityradio.com. Check out those news sources, naturalnews.com. Educate yourself. These are awesome, awesome sites. Check them out. It's worth it to glimpse at an hour a week. It's stuff to be aware of. You got to be aware of it. Spanish Revolution. Let me read you a piece of the manifesto of the Spanish Revolution, of who these people are, because I read this today, and straight up, why are we here? The Spanish Revolution Manifesto. We are here because we desire a new society that puts lives above political and economic interests. We demand a change in society and an increase in social awareness. We are here to make it known that the people have not fallen asleep, and we will continue fighting peacefully. We send our support to the friends that have been detained for participation in these concentrations, and we demand their immediate release with no criminal charges. We want all of this, and we want it now. If you are with us, come join us. Better to risk and lose than to lose without having risked at all. Let me read that again. Better to risk and lose than to lose without having risked at all. You know what I hear from people a lot? People call me crazy or they think I'm nuts. What? People, we have been emotionally torn and beat down our whole lives. And I can guarantee that for every listener that's listened to this. That's the excuse. I've been preaching this stuff my whole life on a gut feeling. until about a year ago when I was fully awakened and I got it. And I truly believe most of us are really awakened. We're just not aware of what we're awakened of. We're not awakened of our truths. We're beings of light and love. We're star children from other star systems, man. That's the secret. That's the secret. It's out. We're the ETs. Blah, 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 blah. You know, the big show's over. We're the ETs. It is time for us to rise. We all chose to be here, every single one of us, during this shift of consciousness. We all chose to be here to help the vibration of the planet raise its consciousness and take part in that with the Earth. And that's truth. And you need to do whatever research you need to do to realize that, because that's where it's at. And once you realize that and you've experienced it, you could start simplifying things. Simplifying things. The people are revolting because they've realized the system that we have built, that the elite have built, is false. It's a false system. It's like this. I'm in Asheville, North Carolina. I've been going to a lot of meetings and stuff lately, and there's all these self-sustainable groups. There's like 50 or 60 of them in Asheville. Well, for one, that shows me, A, the community obviously agrees that our current system or technologies or energies are not sustainable, because there's every facet covered, from agriculture to energy to everything. So that's A. B, everybody wants to help people, or everybody wouldn't be searching for new technologies and new stuff like that. C, everybody needs to wake up and realize that none of those technologies will ever be implemented in this current system. Period. There is a bank in every country. A bank is run by a corporation. It is a corporation. It's run by the global elite. They will never allow technology, sustainable technology, into the main grid, into the main system that they cannot tap into and make money off of. And that is the only way anything is going to get implemented, is through the banks and corporations. So let me ask you, do you people in all the countries and all the worlds actually think that you guys are going to get a government or you're going to get a council to vote your new technology in? Absolutely not, because everybody who's listening to this show knows that the banks and corporations run the world, and who runs the banks and corporations and the ruling families and the global elites and the Bilderbergs and the Rothschilds, who runs them? People from Draconia. People from Draco. Reptiles. Reptilians. The Anunnaki, people who seeded some of our race. They're freaking dark reptile entities. If people knew that our banking system was backed and ran by freaking reptiles, do you think people all over the world would use the banks? That's the kind of truth I'm talking about getting out there, the kind of truth that David Icke has been spitting out his whole life, the last 30 years, that people will be laughing at him. That's the kind of truth that needs to get out to the masses. Because if the masses knew the banks are run by reptilian aliens, do you think anyone in the right mind would use it? Absolutely not. That's the truth I'm talking about getting out. Get to the root of things. Do you self-sustainable people think it's going to get implemented in this current society? I'm in these meetings and people are talking about that the current power grids in the U.S., they can't even hold the electricity, the charges from the wind generators and solar power generators. Yeah, no shit. Because they purposely designed the system not to do that. Come on. Come on. All right, I'm gonna make it real simple for everybody, okay? The only way to implement any self-sustainable technologies, any type of self-sustainable community, any type of non-governmental society, is for all of us to stop using the current one. Period. Stop using money. Barter. There's bartering systems set up all over the world. There's one here in Asheville. Google it. Start going back to using a bartering system based upon whatever your creative outpour is in life. Whatever you're meant to do, that's what you need to be doing right now. People are like, I'm trapped in a job. And that's the point. They want us strapped down. There's over 200 million Americans living paycheck to paycheck. They don't even have time for spirituality. That's what they want. How do you stop that? You stop using the system. Do you know how many people I've met that live on the streets that come from wealthy families? That's what's up. You want to seek enlightenment? You want to seek truth? It's going to strip you of everything. I am living proof. I'll tell you, my last 10 months has been a struggle. This last week has been a struggle for me. There's a lot of stuff going on right now, and you need to be aware of all of this, because if you're feeling something and you don't know what's going on that day, it could be something huge that happened in the world, something that you could start putting your intent to start healing. It's like you get enlightened and you don't want to share it with anybody. I've read into people here in Asheville, some of the gurus, some of the top dogs, and I've been wanting to talk about this for a while, that are these spiritually enlightened, and they're energy vampires. What do I mean? Well, they have meetings and they have groups and they have their thing, and they have you manifest things for them. They have you manifest things that they want in their lives. That's using other people's energies to manifest things. That's an energy vampire. That kind of stuff is rampant around here, and it's going to stop, period. I've joined a lot of groups here locally in Asheville this last week or two, and I'm entrenching myself in the community. So that stuff is going to stop. People need to realize, every single person, whenever you listen to this, needs to realize you are a divine being. That's the secret they don't want us to know. It's the secret. Manifestation, the law of attraction, quantum physics, quantum mechanics, that proves that that works. We're all beings of light. We're gods and goddesses. That's the truth. That's what they don't want us to know. That's why they created religion. They want us focused on a different God. They want us focused on something else besides ourselves. All the answers that I've ever heard, a lot of them are, look within, search within, stop and meditate. They're right. They're right. That's why all this crap is going on all around us. So there's so much stuff going on. You want to keep your head in the sand. And keep getting drunk and keep getting high and keep going out and keep those addictions going. That's why they have those implemented in our society. It's the whole system, the entire system, from educational to everything, to our food supplies. Everything's being tainted with. They've been spraying the skies over every major city for years. For years, are you kidding me, people? Come on. My generation is not going to sit back. I'm telling you now. Not while I'm around. I said this a year ago. When I was awakened, I awoken myself, but the wrong starseed, but the right one. Because I'm going to bring it. I'm going to bring truth and light more and more every week. And you people need to know, we're all divine beings. Ain't nobody can take anybody's energy. No one's taking my energy. If the law of attraction is real and it's all about what you think and that's what really manifests and that's truth and you manifest things by your intent, and my intent is I'm a powerful being of love and light and no one's taking my energy, no one's taking my energy. Realize that. Every single person, you need to be that divine being. Time is running out. Now, if you listen to the show, you'll hear things over and over, the changes that are coming. Educational things. Things to show us that the shift is really here. There's a lot of doom and gloom, but listen, we're beings of light and love. This is why we're here, to help those that don't understand. I say this all the time. I'll take emails and calls from anyone. I Skype with people all the time. You know, I'm looking for my family because we're all over. Not everybody can get this stuff. Not everybody needs to hear it. Not everybody's going to understand it. And everybody needs to know. But there's a lot of us out there that if they hear it, they'll get it. All I needed to do was hear it and see it from my own eyes and experience it. And boom, that's it. I got some light up in me, and I've been on fire ever since. That's all we need. We need that coming from all of us. And with that, I'm going to play another track, and we'll come back, do some more news. And at the end of the show, I'm going to tell you the top 10 reasons to know for a fact that we are living in a dictatorship here in the U.S. Top 10 reasons came from the Intel Hub, and he's awesome. Check out his show. We'll talk about that in a minute. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this next track.
And you probably ask yourself what my addictions are. I'm addicted to life. I'm addicted to love. I'm addicted to night. I'm addicted to drugs. I'm addicted to money and addicted to fashion. I'm addicted to fame. I'm addicted to you. I think it's time to see the fucking truth. I'm addicted.
And welcome back. You're tuned to listen to Starseed Energy Radio. Playing some tracks off Oscar G live from space in Miami. A little shout out to my Floridian people down in Miami. Rocking it out of space. So that's Oscar G. I'll be playing a couple of his tracks throughout the show tonight. And back into the headline and news. And I mentioned this before, and this is something I heard this week as I'm doing some research and learning about different things that are going on in the world. I heard a term, draconian austerity measure. I said that before we took the break. Draconian austerity measure. Now, immediately what popped in my head, I said this earlier in the show, is Draco, draconians, reptilians, reptiles, call them what you want. They're from the Draco solar system. They're called draconians. They come from their home planet, Draco. Anyone who listens to David Icke or anything else about reptilians knows what I'm talking about. Now, this term, draconian austerity measure, happens to be used by the IMF. Now, I know about the IMF, but I wanted to dig a little bit deeper today because now that I heard them using this term, it sort of was a little uneasy in my stomach, so I dug a little deep. A little bit about the IMF. I went to their website, and I wanted to read what their homepage said on the About Us page on their website. The IMF. The International Monetary Fund is an organization of 187 countries, 187, working to foster global monetary cooperation, secure financial stability, facilitate international trade, and promote high employment and sustainable economic growth and reduce poverty around the world. That's the goal of the IMF. Okay? Now, dig a little deeper. The International Monetary Fund was taken over in 2007 by Strauss Kahn. He's been in the news a lot lately. He was arrested in New York on some charges of molesting someone in New York a few months ago. But anyway, Strauss Kahn, who this guy is he's a guy in 2007, 2008, as the world was going towards a global recession, was pushing major stimulus spending to help troubled states avoid another Great Depression, which we all know that's not how it works. A spending stimulus is not. It actually makes it worse. He then turned to debt-strangled European states, which is not the IMF's traditional domain. So then he started targeting the European states. Targeting meaning lending money. The fund had become a kind of international rescue, providing 100 billion euros for three foundering Eurozone countries, Greece, Ireland, and Portugal. I've been talking about them lately. There's been a lot of riots there. And four other EU members, Hungary, Latvia, Romania, and Poland. They've had some things going on there too. Let's keep reading. In return, the IMF demanded draconian austerity measures. And among those having to tighten their belts on the streets was little love lost for the financial firemen of Washington, D.C. Okay, so basically the IMF says that they start bailing out all these countries around the world. That's what they've been doing because, well, first they pump stimulus spending to them so they'd go more bankrupt. But then they say, hey, we'll give you 100 billion euros. Except in order to get the euros, we demand you implement a draconian austerity measure. Okay, what is that? We'll get into that. Now, the draconian austerity measures of the IMF and EU rescue package consists of an erroneous deal for the Greeks who observe a shrinking of their income accompanied by the highest market prices in the union. So basically what this is they raise taxes, they cut pensions, and they cut your employment. It makes it worse. So the French, the unions there, are asking themselves, why do they have to make such enormous sacrifices while their fellow EU citizens, for example, the Spanish and Portugal, are already protected by the defiance package agreed on May 9th, meaning that these new austerity measures are being enforced to all these countries that are taking money all around the world, while other ones are not enforced to take it. It's basically picking or choosing. You implement this. If you don't, then we're not giving you the money, even though you need the money because we're the only ones that can bail you out. Well, on their website, they said that they're working to foster global monetary cooperation, security, financial stability, and facilitate international trade and promote high employment. Well, the only way they lend money to countries is to implement a draconian austerity measure, which is the total opposite of what on their website. Now, this is very simple black and white, people. For anyone listening, for 3D family members or whatever, go to their website, the IMF, read that, and then Google draconian austerity measures and read about all the countries that they're implementing this on. It's black and white. It's a straight-up lie. It's a lie. The IMF is controlled by global elites, and they're breaking down societies, not stimulating them or not helping them at all. At all. So the draconian austerity measure is bringing down countries one by one, and this is hence why you see the rioting and what's going on. So people need to be aware of this because what was just going on a few months ago in Wisconsin, labor cuts, labor stuff, who's almost like $9 trillion in debt? Who knows? We might have to be bailed out soon. And then what happens when austerity measures come? Woo, welp. What happens when you cut the pensions here, when you cut the workforce here? What happens when you cut everything here, like unemployment checks and stuff like that? It could get really bad, and it's going to happen here because they're trying to bankrupt the system. It's a system that's made to collapse. So moving on, draconian austerity measures, the IMF, evil, evil people, don't use banks. You don't have to use a bank. You could use cash and you could barter. There are self-sustainable communities out there. That's what this is about. It's not about a movement of enlightenment to get people on board with something. It's not about getting everyone on board for a certain cause. It's about getting everybody open to the idea that no matter what their perception of reality is, the veil's being lifted this year, and come next year, 2012, a lot of things are going to change. These are the articles and these are the stories you could send to your family, send to whoever, to show them black and white. Black and white. Where's the gray? There is none. But this is the information we need, the truth, to get out there. So as always, I'll put these up on the site. IMF, Interterritorial Monetary Fund, bad, bad, bad people. They're bringing down these countries in the UAE and all over the world. It's crazy. Something else I noticed this week, and this is just I was at the gym. I noticed Netanyahu, or one of the, I think, Israeli Prime Minister, was here in Congress this week, and I just watch the news as I'm working out, whatever, and I glimpsed because every minute or so, every single person stands up and starts clapping. Everybody. Every single person. Now, I've watched Congress things, and I've rarely seen every single person in Congress stand up, given a couple days ago, which we talked about on the show last week, Obama just said that Israel needs to return to the 1967 borders. So the Israeli president shows up a few days after Obama publicly says that, and every single person in Congress stands up and applauds him. Back up. Let's look at this. Why is everybody applauding him, man? Come on. I've never seen that happen in Congress. Every time, everyone's kissing his ass. Okay, so what pops up in my research this week? An article labeled U.S. Lawmakers Forced to Support Israel. A former U.S. lawmaker, Cynthia McKinney, says every candidate for Congress has to sign a pledge to vote for supporting the military superiority of Israel. In quote, she said every candidate for Congress at that time had a pledge that were given a pledge to sign that had Jerusalem as the capital city, end quote. McKinney said in an interview with Press TV on Sunday, you make a commitment that you would vote to support the military superiority of Israel, that the economic assistance that Israel wants, that you would vote to provide that, she added. So if you're in Congress, you have to sign a document that says if you don't stand and clap, basically, that you ain't getting no funding. So McKinney said that if a candidate does not sign the pledge or perform accordingly, then you do not get money to run your campaign. The former congresswoman said that after she made the pledge issue public, quote unquote, the tactic changed. Well, of course, that's what they do. All right, so wake up, people. We know that Israel is the heaviest, one of the heaviest, probably the heaviest lobbyist, organization in Washington. I actually met a lobbyist a few years ago. I was traveling through Europe, and she was on the trip, and I learned a couple things about lobbying. It's just about where the money is in corporations, period. That's it. Israel's got a lot of money. All of U.S. Congress is forced to back it up. What do you think? She's lying? The congresswoman's lying? I know everyone's lying. It's everyone's excuse. It's lies. But do the research yourself. She's not the only one who's saying anything. Moving along, energy. Energy shortages coming up all over the planet. And we've been talking about this in a lot of shows. Now, energy shortages are spreading to China, Pakistan, Venezuela, Japan, Argentina. China, some of the resorts and areas and cities have actually been doing rolling blackouts, which we've even experienced here in Texas and some other states, and it's been increasing more and more all around the world. Electric power shortages caused by insufficient water levels at hydraulic stations in some places and unaffordable oil prices in others have led to rationing blackouts and other problems. Wow. Seems that oil and our current energy systems are giving the entire world energy shortages. Well, what about all those other energies that I've been reading about, like vortex water generators and plasma generators and so much other alternative energy that's clean and sustainable that's out there? Doesn't everybody get it? Nothing sustainable, nothing of love and light, nothing is going to get to the mainstream masses unless you, the people, me, you, one by one, spread this stuff around. We need to tell truth. You need to get this out. Wait until the shortages happen here. Wait till the Obama administration gets their internet control and I can't do my radio show anymore. Or anybody else, Coast to Coast, or Alex Jones, or anyone else. Listen, Alex Jones and David Icke and Coast to Coast have been screaming about UFOs and Bilderbergs and reptilians for years, for years. And I still get from people, they're going to think I'm crazy. Are you kidding me? I know people that see angels. I know people that go to different dimensions. I know people that ride up in spaceships. I know people that I can't even explain some of the things they experience. And they themselves have a hard time talking to people about what's going on. Now, I get it. It's not an easy subject, but all of us know at least one person we can talk about this to. All of us. Think back to when you're a little kid, when you're like 10 years old, growing up in your neighborhood, and you had a friend, Tommy, and you and Tommy used to look at the stars and talk about UFOs. Well, call Tommy. Now's that time. Call Tommy. Let him know. Psst, dude, guess what? The word's out. We're star beings. and we're going home soon. There's a big shift of consciousness happening. The world is changing around us, bro, and it's awesome. It's the greatest news I ever heard. Everybody needs to know. It's on the History Channel. They talk about how the Anunnaki made our DNA and manipulated our DNA, and the Greys have been abducting us the last 60 years and manipulating our DNA and everything else. The information's out there. You got to be kidding me. There's so much information. There is nothing anybody can say to me to prove otherwise. I have experienced me consciously leaving my body, not on drugs and alcohol. My brain can't explain it to myself, but once I experience that, that's all I need to experience. Because I learned a lot from that. And now my brain can't tell me otherwise. You just need to open your mind to some of these things, and your third eye will open up. Because at some point, you're going to read something that resonates with you, and it's going to hit something, and it's going to make sense. So the world right now, energy shortages all around, and there's alternative energy everywhere that can sustain it. There's a Zen car. It runs off total electricity, ZENN, zero emissions, no noise. There's cars that run off water. I mean, it's out there. How come no one's using it? Now, I know people listen to this have been in self-sustainable stuff for years. I know you've been in Greenpeace and you've been eating organic and you're a vegan. Well, I haven't. I'm new to this stuff. But what I have realized is one thing. Nothing is sustainable the way it is. Period. Period. Nothing is. They took music and creative arts out of our schools. Our kids aren't being creative? What? The food system. They're trying to make it illegal to grow organic food. You can't even sell raw milk. Why? Because it's the most healthiest thing you could drink? Because it cures things? They want to put pesticides in our food. They spray us with chemtrails for more than 10 years. That's a fact. You got FBI and CIA people on YouTube speaking out. So let me ask you this. Who the hell are all the people working at all these facilities? At all these HARP facilities? And all these government facilities? Because you people go home at night. You people have families. It's going to have to be you people that get up one day and say, I'm not going to HARP. I'm not going to clock in at HARP because my gut feeling tells me that something ain't right. Because that's what's going on. Talking about HARP and weather manipulation, Fox here in North Carolina, they did a special last week. They did a special on chemtrails. You guys have to Google and YouTube this one. Oh my God, it's a joke. So anyways, long story short, this guy who has tons of evidence, tons of pictures, as do I, on my internet and everywhere else, they basically just said it's conspiracy theorists and they're contrails and blah, blah, blah. They interviewed the guy for 45 minutes because he put up his interview and they just chopped it up the same way they've done to all my other friends who have gone on TV or anything else in the spiritual community. The same thing they always do to us people. So even the spiritual community, man, get out of your bubble. You need to start talking about this stuff. You want to stop the problem? You want to really spread light and love and enlightenment? Wake people up to everything that's going on so we can do something. I can't do it on my own. None of us could do it on our own. The only way things are going to change, the only way the government left in Egypt was the people rose up. That is it. And if the people do not rise up, then we're going to continue to get sprayed, sick, killed, fluoride in our water, chemicals in our food. But I got people, friends and family that say, so what's wrong with everything? What's wrong with the society? It's okay. Maybe not everybody sees things the way you do. Well, that's because most of you are brainwashed and watch TV. Do you know what they do to you through TV? It's called programming. Hello. Google it. I've had people on my show that have talked about what the government does with the programming. Dances with the Stars. Everyone's tuning into that. It's enlightenment is to be aware of everything around you. Like I said earlier in the show, Jesus would not be like, well, let the city burn down, or I don't want to hear about it. You're lowering my vibration, people. Don't tell me about the city. No. No. That's not how it works. Jesus would not say that, or anybody else who practices spirituality or says that they live by spirituality, practicing by living from the heart, by light and love. Because there's a lot of fake people around here. And let me tell you something. I'm from Manhattan, from the city. I'm a business person as well, and I'm new to this. Ain't no one taking my energy, and ain't no one going to play my generation. Because I tell people one by one, there has been over 3,000 listeners to my show individually. That's crazy. I just started like 5 months ago my website. You are the people that are getting my show bigger. And wait till you hear what's happening next week and the week after. I got a lot of projects coming. I got a lot of good things coming. It's because of you, one by one. We're all leaders. We're all leaders. It's time for us to wake up. The energy shortages are all around. The IMF, the banksters, it's everywhere. Another thing that's been going on, now underway. A massive international land grab by hedge funds. Since 2008, national governments have been buying millions of acres of farmlands in Africa, Asia, Latin America, USA, in amounts to an unprecedented and novel set of enclosures of worldwide land. Basically, they've never seen anything like it. They're buying hundreds of millions of rural poor people's land and property, all agricultural. I wonder why. Why would governments of the world be the last few years under the radar with hedge funds, which if you know about hedge funds is basically buying into future commodities and futures and forex exchange. Well, they're buying up all of our food farms, corporations. That's a problem. That's a problem. You think by buying all these up, they're going to want farmers growing organic stuff? You think they're going to let them grow organic stuff? No. No. A world enslaved by a sense of obligations created with nothing more than paper and ink. No wonder so many people wonder if there is intelligent life out there, because there sure as hell isn't any down here, or we would realize that ownership of land is as much a fiction as ownership of people. Think about that. Buying up the land. We took the land from the Indians. You should read one of the last Cherokee speeches by one of the chief Indians that I read a few weeks ago, and what he talked about, what he said. No matter what, our souls will walk with the white man on this land in peace. Even if they kill all the Indians still said in their speech, we will still walk in peace with you with our souls on this land. Because they knew how to live from the heart. 99% of the people that I knew a year ago do not. And if people do not get it, they have a lot of bad stuff coming. That bad stuff is fear, because they're going to start manifesting stuff they don't understand. It's as simple as that. You need to get this stuff. You need to get some of it. Enough to realize that you manifest and co-create your own life, every situation. Nothing is sequential. Nothing's by chance. You're co-creating it every second. Take charge of that. Generation, where you at, my people? The teens, the 20-year-olds, the 30-year-olds. Our parents ain't going to do it. They've been in the system 40, 50 years or so, 3D. Most of them can't even get over the fact that 9/11 was an inside job. Simplify 9/11. What took down Building 7? It imploded, a 57-story building, by floor by floor by floor by floor. A fire does not do that. I've watched movies and seen fires burn. I've made fires my whole life. It's like, listen, dum-dums, sheeple. Building 7, 57 stories, imploded. Watch the video. Fires do not implode buildings. The 9/11 Commission was specifically told not to talk about Building 7. 65% of the 9/11 Commission has come forward and said they were told not to mention it. One of the top government officials came forward. I talked about the show a few weeks ago and talked about how 9/11 was an inside job. Get something attached to something we talk about on the show and open up your mind. Open, say, hey, you know what? Maybe it might have some truth to it. Let me dig around. Like I did. Open up your mind. Open up your third eye. It goes hand in hand. You got to be open to some of this stuff because it's all out there. Going on to Fukushima, real quick. Fukushima this week admitted finally that there's two more meltdowns. Well, I've said there's three meltdowns for weeks now, as others, you know, other news sources that I get. For weeks now, there's been meltdowns, and they're finally admitting it. Now they're talking about, well, what's going on in the waters? Well, we talked about this as well. Now readings in the levels of the waters, the reading levels of the waters, are showing that the contamination is 10 times worse than Chernobyl, measured in the Baltic Sea and the Black Seas during Chernobyl. And this is 30 kilometers offshore. So it's 10 times worse than Chernobyl. That's what they're reporting. 30 kilometers offshore. That's a problem. That's a problem. That's a lot. It's a lot of contamination. The ocean ain't that big. It's connected by cables. So be aware. Be aware. Another interesting article, real quick. Feds to mandate black box on all new cars. This is really cool. The federal government just mandated all cars now to have a black box in it that keeps track of everything. Your speed, this, that, and who knows what else. Awesome. In the New York Times this week. Really cool. Thanks, government. China aids Pakistan defense buildup. We talked about that as well. Pakistan just gave 50 new JF-17 Thunder multi-role fighter jets to Pakistan. What? Put the brakes on. Wait a second. China just gave Pakistan 50 fighter jets with stealth technology? You mean Pakistan that just closed down the U.S. embassies? You mean the Pakistan that really is not cool with the U.S. right now? The Pakistan that Hillary Clinton flew to today? There's a lot of stuff going on, people. Also, what happened today, Obama uses an auto pen to sign the Patriot Act into Washington while he's 3,700 miles away. The president of the United States is in a French hotel at this G summit, and he signed the Patriot Act from an auto pen? What? Do you see the crazy stuff that's going on? This is just the last week. And I have, honestly, I have another hour of articles to go on and on and on. There's so much stuff to talk about. But the reality of it is, all this stuff is going on all within the last week. And now the president can sign bills from a hotel across the other side of the world? That's not right. That's not right. There is a representative who did speak up, Representative Graves, who questioned Obama's auto pen signing the Patriot Act and quote-unquote says, Mr. President, a right to request your confirmation on the S-990 as passed by Congress was presented to you prior to the auto pen signing, as well as detailed written explanation of your constitutional authority to assign a surrogate with the responsibility of signing bills passed into law. So I'm glad to hear that there's other people that are worried about a robo-signing of a bill that the president probably didn't even read, which is our National Patriot Act, while he's sitting in a hotel over the G8 summit. Not cool. That's not cool when my president signs an auto bill. You know. Also in the news, unlabeled clone meat now allowed to be sold in shelves all over the U.S. Food from the offspring of cloned animals, including meat and milk, has been approved for sale without labels. The food standards from our Food Administration has now approved clone animals to be sold as meat. I don't want to eat no cloned animals. That was in the news this week. What? They don't even have to test the food. The Food Standards Agency yesterday, they tore up the proposals that would have required to go through safety assessment last minute. Nope, they ripped them up. So now they're selling cloned meat in our stores. They don't have to test it and they don't have to label it. Is that cool with everybody? No, not cool with me. Regardless of all the other stuff that's going on, as always, our media coverage here does not cover this stuff, so please, please check out the website, StarChangeRadio.com. And with that, I'm going to play one more track, and we'll come back and do a quick wrap-up. This last track is a shout-out to the governments of the world. It is called Whatever.
Whatever you say, whatever.
Welcome back. You're tuned in to listen to Starseed Energy Radio. That was whatever, whatever, whatever you say. That's what I have to say to all the governments and all the people that look at this as doom and gloom. It's like, whatever. It's like, we ain't going to stop any of this stuff unless we all get together and stop letting it happen. And by doing that, you need to arm yourselves with the truth and facts. So, with that, really quickly, I just want to say a couple last-minute news articles because I live in this area and tornadoes have been slamming the Midwest all over Minnesota, Missouri, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, Oregon, California, Colorado, slammed by these crazy tornadoes, these crazy storms. And let me go on the record by saying it's HAARP. They're flooding the plains just like they blew up the dam the Army did a few weeks ago. Then they apologized for it and flooded 3,000 square miles of farmland, killed 40% of the U.S.'s corn supply, rice supply, I mean. It's being purposely done, period. They've been spraying here for 12, 13 days straight now. They've been spraying. I had a friend in Texas that told me yesterday they spray every major city weekly. Google the stuff. Look it up. They're using the weather to manipulate it to bring down, raise food prices, to do whatever they want to do, as well as scale our weapons and all sorts of other stuff. So I had to say something on that because we've been rocked this last week by tornadoes and weather, and that stuff's got to stop too. It's going to stop. So my generation better get with it because that stuff's got to stop. I'm sick of it. So real quickly, top 10 reasons. We know we're in a dictatorship here in the USA. Top 10 reasons. I got this from the Intel Hub. I love that guy's show. It's awesome. Puts out a lot of truth. So if you got a chance, IntelHub.com. I'm going to quote a couple things and just to give the top 10 reasons. So a shout out to Intel Hub. But arm yourself with the truth and facts because everything I'm going to talk about, you can Google, look it up, and it's a lot. Number one, the Patriot Act killed the Bill of Rights in the name of the War on Terror. Yes, it did. The fake 9/11 killed the... Well, killed a lot of things, but it implemented a big change in our society, a change of fear. We changed from a society that rallied together at 9/11, and they took that, and they put us all into fear. That's what they did. That's what it was about. Number two, crushing peaceful protests. Despite the current mission of what's going on, we will continue to protest. All over have been protests being stopped. G20s, Spain, here in the U.S., Milwaukee, crushing peaceful protests. Simple. All the anti-war activists, the G20s, all that kind of stuff. It's totally against the Constitution. Simple. Number two, stopping peaceful protests. Been happening all over the United States. Checkpoints. Anyone knows checkpoints going on? Are these new Viper squads, Viper teams all over New York? Viper teams, what's that? What are checkpoints? Well, There's checkpoints all over the United States. There's checkpoints all over the Gulf area, keeping media and information in and out of what's going on down there. There's hundreds of checkpoints all over Texas, 100 miles inland, which they say is for drugs and other things. So they've already set up checkpoints in major cities and developed these Viper teams and other TSA and no-fly lists and other stuff like that to control, to let us know that they're everywhere. You're not going anywhere. You're not going through a plane without being a body scanned and touched and grabbed and all over by the TSA. You know, that's BS. They haven't even tested those scanners, and the tests that they did do for the scanners are BS. There's no way those X-ray scanners are not giving off radiation. Not happening. So checkpoints. Number four, Citizen Spy Network. What's that? Citizen Spy Network. Well, give you an example. Janet Napolitano and her partnership with Walmart, they kicked off their new See Something, Say Something program, which goes beyond the already high-tech surveillance apparatus of the NSA. But basically, now they turned in all the Walmart employees into tattletales and snitches. And I know what you're thinking. I get that if there's a terrorist. But come on. They implemented that where you get in trouble if you don't say something that's suspicious, meaning that you could lose your job if you don't report something that you hear. What happened to freedom of speech? What happens if you're just at work and you say something and that person doesn't believe in what you say? They're going to go and run up and call someone and say, hey, this guy's talking about aliens and stuff. He's saying he's like a light being from another planet. You need to come pick him up. Yeah, well, I've been saying it for a long time, and I'm going to continue to say it. And everybody should be saying it right now because it's truth, and now is our time. So the Citizen Spy Network, you can keep spying on me, government. You know, there's too much light and love, people. You need to realize that. You think David Icke is kicking stuff about reptilians for 20 years and no one silenced him? Come on now. Come on. You know we're provided by. You know our Star Family watches after us. So number four, Citizen Spy Network. Number five, executive orders. Obama loves executive orders. He signed a bunch of these executive orders. I'll pass it. Do whatever I want. Number six, control of regulatory agencies. FDA is one of them. Other ones, they can do whatever they want. Number seven, president declares war unilaterally. Basically, Libya, Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan. You know, the list goes on of other wars that we've just done whatever we want. Number seven, president declares war unilaterally. Number eight, torture. What was President Obama saying in his campaign? Oh, that's right. I promise to close Guantanamo Bay, blah, 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 and every other promise. But torture, we're still torturing people. We're still torturing people in Afghanistan and Iraq and Guantanamo Bay and all other black sites all over the world. You need to do research on this. You know how many secret prison systems the U.S. has in other countries? A lot. That ain't cool. Everyone's okay with that? Not cool. Not my generation. Number nine, forced labor camps. People are like, forced labor camps? There's no forced labor camps here in the U.S. Oh, really? Well, what about our prison system? Starting with the nation's prisoners who are increasingly locked up within a for-profit prison industrial system that makes money both on the construction of prisons as well as the cheap labor force that the systems provide. Most prisoners get a pay of 23 cents per hour to build weapon systems for the government. Whoa. You're telling me that the military installations have our prisoners building their military weapons and systems? Yes, they do. Not only that, but they're paying them 23 cents a day. And they make money on putting people in the system. They make money putting people in jail. Sort of like that thing they started, the war on drugs. Yeah, the war on drugs. Yeah, meanwhile, they're the ones bringing the stuff in from Afghanistan, our government, but they start the war on drugs. Did you know that America has the world's largest prison population? Has the highest incarceration rate ever. Ever. And we make money on it. You know why? Because it's a corporate prison system, just like the corporation that runs our financial system, or the IRS, that's a corporation. So number nine, forced labor camps, like our prison system. Yeah, they're prisoners, but you got people who smoke pot in there. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? 2.4 million in jail and 5 million on probation. You know half of those 5 million are coming back because the system's set up to have them come back. So number nine, forced labor camps here in the U.S. That's right, our prison systems. Number 10, control over all communications. Propaganda. Well, you know they've been doing that. And very soon, they're going to be stopping shows like this. All of us. They're trying to push that through. And that goes for, like, everybody, like blog talk radios and all this other stuff. They push that legislation through. There's no one doing shows like this. And they're trying to. They're trying to push this stuff through. At the same time all this stuff is going along, Obama is trying to push through an internet control system to control the information of our personal stuff. They want to be in control of our personal bank account numbers and passwords for the stuff that we need to get access to because we can't keep control of our own passwords and stuff. That's what they were trying to do. Who's allowing them to do that? Probably all the stuff he's signing while he's in France that he's just auto-signing with a pen. So those are the top 10 reasons you know we're living in a dictatorship, plain and simple. Moving on, going to talk about next week, some awesome stuff with one of the coolest guests I've ever had on so far. We got VJ CyberPixie. She's the number one world's top VJ and also one of the world's leading visual artists. She's done stuff with Pearl Jam and all sorts of cool stuff. So she's joining me next week, CyberPixie.com. We're going to be talking about The Shift 2012, how electronic music heals the soul. June 10th coming up, we got August Worley, the inventor of the paradigm. Check out his website and what he does with this machine. This is awesome. I haven't experienced it. I'll be talking about my own experience with him. It's Augustra.com. The 17th, do not miss this show. John Lucas is coming on. Any physical pain, instantly deleted live in the air. If you know anyone from a car accident, arthritis, or anything like that, call up this show on the 17th and it will be deleted for good forever. The 24th, I got Michael Elijah coming on, prepared for thelandings.com, vortexnetworknews.com, and ufowest.com. Michael, awesome. He's been sending me tons of information. We're going to talk about the Galactic Federation, what's going on with all these black ops and HARP and all that stuff. So that's going to be an awesome interview. Also coming on the show, I got Amy from the Star Child Project coming on. I haven't picked a date yet because I'm really booked up the next 6 weeks, so we're trying to do two guests per show. We'll see where that goes. But I got Amy coming on. I also got Peter Vutago coming on from the Lumi company. He's the one who did the newest book, Business Lessons from an Alien. And I also got Mario, the Guardian of the Poncho Skull, coming on. So I got some awesome guests coming on. And again, always thank you for your support with the show because it's getting out there one by one. This is an awesome show to pass along to people. I went over a lot of news and information tonight. I'm going to post all this stuff up on the website with the next day or so, so you could check that stuff out. So those are the upcoming people coming on and guests. Lots of good stuff going on. I got some projects I'm going to announce in the next couple of weeks. And that's pretty much it. I'm going to wrap it up. Went a little bit over tonight, but the guys at Radio Station and BBS, as always, helped me out. So Star Fam, this is it. Start spreading the awareness. Start spreading the love. It's really crunch time. The news is in the information of what's going on is increasing more and more every week. So it's time for us to step it up more and more every week, one by one. That's how we do it. Spread our truth, spread the light, spread the love. This last track is Break My Heart, Addicted.